How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 8:08. Going to talk about a 91 today. I got into a really geeky link that somebody sent me. Who sent that to me? I got to give you credit. It came from a text message. Crazy for Dynamite. Thank you for this email, though, or link. It is hysterical. This guy put together... This is really geeky, but the end result is funny, and you're going to love it.
Okay? It is very geeky.
This is something I might have enough brains to do, because he gave all the instructions of how to do it.
How nice of him.
Yeah. But basically, his neighbors were stealing his wireless internet, so he thought, well, I can either encrypt it or have some fun. So he chose to have fun with it. He switched... he basically split it up so that you can do all kinds of settings in your Wi-Fi router if you know what you're doing.
Right.
Like, I blocked Facebook from your laptop one day for fun.
Yeah, that was rude.
And so then he splits them up into, you know, his computers that are using his open Wi-Fi and then anything else. So what he set it up to do was one thing he started sending anybody who was on his Wi-Fi to kittenwar.com. It's a website that is basically like, today you've got Pookie versus Dylan. Which one is the cutest?
Really?
And then the guy who owns this website sent the guy who published this thing that said, sorry for the unsolicited email. I just wanted to tell you what you've done. Every so often I get extremely irate emails from people claiming that my Kitten War site is playing host to some kind of virus, preventing them from accessing the web.
No,
some other
not.
Stuff this guy did, he would encrypt the connection so that it would flip everything backwards and mirrored. So if you went to ebay.com, it flipped all the images upside down and mirrored.
Weird.
And same thing for most of the text.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either. Did the same thing to Flickr. Another script he ran on it was to blur. So he went to apple.com and then everything is blurry instead of being nice and crisp. Isn't that genius?
That is pretty smart. Annoying, but pretty smart.
But for people who are stealing your Wi-Fi, you're paying for it. They're stealing it.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible. Thank you, whoever sent that. I'm going to do that. I so want to do that with mine. Are you stealing Wi-Fi and or found a interesting little name for a Wi-Fi network? The, you know, like FBI surveillance van.
Yes.
One we've gotten a
few
times.
I like that one the best.
That was in the article that Mel found. Matt's on the phone. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I was just listening to your thing on the router names.
Yeah.
And I actually do have a router that's in my neighborhood, and it's called the Playboy Mansion.
I like it.
Nice.
So that's pretty
You could do
awesome.
That, Andy. You that could put that for yours.
Yeah, no one would believe that. Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Actually, my roommate hasn't paid the Midco bill yet, so we do not have any internet.
Oh, okay.
So I am kind of surfing off someone else's internet, and I will keep doing so until they put a password on it.
Yeah. One time I found a shared printer on the network. If you share your printer on a network, it'll show up in the list.
Oh, okay.
And they had it shared so that they could use a printer on another computer from a laptop.
Did you print stuff on
it? Yes.
Nice.
I said, maybe you should secure your router. And then I hit print.
That's so awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would have sent a ton of stuff. First, I would have sent...
print dirty pictures.
Hi.
Print anything.
Or just make them think there's a ghost living in their printer.
I like your outfit.
I am the ghost of your last computer. I'm going to destroy all of your pictures soon if you don't secure your Wi-Fi.
That's fun.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Yep, no problem.
Bye-bye.
I would have sent stuff like that. That would have been fun.
My ink cartridge is going to kill me. Please change it soon.
You're running out of red.
You're almost out of color ink. Please change it soon.
And then you change all the different like letters to different colors font.
I see you. Oh, you could screw with somebody so bad if
that
they're stealing your internet.
So much fun if they had the wireless printer.
Or
oh my
you can
God.
Screw with people who are not Like, if they didn't secure it and didn't even change the because there's a password on the router itself to change settings.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you could get into somebody else's router. Of course, they could always go hit the reset button, but someone who didn't bother to put the security on it, they wouldn't know that anyway.
Exactly.
But, yeah, if there's somebody who's got wide open Wi-Fi, just screw with them. By the way, usually the password for routers is
password?
No username and then admin. I know that's what it is for a lot of the Linksys ones.
Okay.
You could do that. And you know what? I don't even feel bad about that because that's just people being stupid. They can always reset their settings.
Yeah.
Just don't have fun. Don't be mean. Anyway, we've got music coming up from Havana Brown next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:25. We're going to top out at 91 today. It is 62 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
No matter how bad your day seems, just remember that someone out there has to clean the bathroom at a truck stop.
I'm working on getting the link posted to the prank that was sent to me. I'll have that up here at some point, but it's kind of hard to do it all at once. Did you get the list of those posted?
Yep, it's up on our website. Hot
1047.com. Yeah. Screwing with people on Wi-Fi is so fun because it's hard to be mean.
Right.
Yet at the same time, it's so easy. Okay. So there was a woman in, let's see, where did this take place? Oh, yes. Our favorite place in the world.
Florida.
She was a bridesmaid. And a bridesmaid. And that's kind of a bridesmaid.
Yeah. I was going to say, what?
Is that... An all the way drink?
That's a half a drink at least.
I don't know. It's not as... It wasn't a huge screw up. It was a funny one, but it wasn't huge. Anyway, this woman was a bridesmaid, which is always a catch 22. Now, from what I can tell, women get devastated and furious if their friends don't ask them to be bridesmaids. But when they do get asked, then they complain about the cost and the work of everything involved. So it's... there's never... It's not a... It can never be just be easy and good. 27-year-old Leslie Falcone of Bradenton, Florida, summed that up on Friday. She posted on her Facebook, quote, first bachelorette meeting, drinks, snacks, and meeting new people. And apparently that meeting also included alcohol because on the way home, cops got her for a DUI.
Ooh.
As they arrested her, Leslie put the blame squarely on being part of a friend's wedding. She told the cops, quote, this is what I get for being a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Now,
I don't understand that because, like, if you're asked to be a bridesmaid, then you obviously are very close to that person. And I find it more of an honor. So I don't know why.
The expense. See, guys don't care so much because the only thing we're really on the hook for is the tux. The rest of it's basically a vacation, travel,
booze.
And booze. But that probably with a lot of guys, that would have just been a normal everyday expense.
True.
But, you know, I never find it. Like, I think I'm probably done. I might be a groomsman once more. I doubt it, though. I'd probably be an usher at that wedding.
Who's?
If my brother-in-law ever gets married, which I'm not counting on that happening anytime this half century. But
if I ever get married again, you probably would be.
A groomsman?
Mm-hmm. Or an usher. Like, you'd probably...
Usher, okay.
Be part of the wedding
party. Let me wear a suit. I don't want to buy a tux.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Deal.
No. Okay. Anyway. I guess, I don't know, I never have a big problem with having to do that, but for women, I could see it being a huge pain in the butt.
Well, it does get expensive for the ladies,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Dress.
The dress is expensive, and usually it's ugly, and you're never going to wear it again, you know? Yeah.
Even the good-looking ones, it's still not a dress you would ever wear out in public.
I know.
By yourself.
However, when I went to my friend Barbara's wedding a couple weeks ago, it's been a little bit longer than a couple weeks ago, but it was, those dresses... Definitely could have been worn again, and they are super cute.
Yeah.
They could have been. They were like a halter top, black dress. They could have been worn again.
But if the colors are kind of weird, then...
Well, that's why she went black. It's black.
Because then it's something you can wear again easily.
I was completely on board with her choice. That was a nice choice.
I'm curious if you ever dread being in the wedding party. If anyone hates it. Or if it's just like, no, I don't want to. Or even better, if someone ever turned it down.
I bet you there's some that turn it down.
Give us a shout. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. It's 829 hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:43. We were talking about how it kind of sucks to be invited to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman in a wedding because there's always this expense and stuff. And
most of the time you want to be part of it, though.
And especially for women, it's a no-win situation because you're mad if you don't get asked, and then you're mad because you do get asked because now it costs you a bunch of money.
Sometimes.
Well, anyway. So just wondering if anyone's ever actually turned down a request to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman. 361-5557, email or text am@how1047.com, or if you just, you know, how you feel about being in the wedding party in and of itself. My brother Joe on the phone. Hello, bro.
Hi, bro.
What's up?
I never understood why do women have to buy the dress? I never understood that.
Because there are no dress rental shops.
No such thing.
Yeah, but why didn't the bride buy it for them if they want them in their wedding?
Good question, Mel. Why doesn't the bride buy it?
Usually has to purchase a lot of other things, such as an expensive wedding gown.
Oh yeah, I forgot. It was their wedding.
Why are you yelling at me?
No. Come on, Mel.
I don't make that rule. I don't know.
Or you could just do it a lot easier and get married outdoors on a cold winter's day.
Just go out of town.
Everybody's wearing coats.
Yeah, or stand in the middle of a sleet storm.
If my wife has to be a bridesmaid in a wedding, I'm going to be like, no, you're going to have to ask the bride to buy your dress. We got too many stinking kids, you know?
Yeah, what do you have, like 12 now?
Yeah, right.
Aren't you getting a reality show soon?
No.
Oh, okay. Or you, like I said, you could just, you know, have your wedding in the middle of a sleet storm and at Union Grove Park.
Hey, you know, that's a really nice wedding right there.
Was that Joe's wedding?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was freezing.
January 1st.
Yeah.
It was cold.
It was not
raining.
Pleasant.
It was bleeding.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Mine was in a blizzard, so... You know.
We didn't make anybody put out for dresses and stuff.
No, you did not do that. You made us freeze, but you did not make us buy anything.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, hey, it was free.
We got to run, bro. Thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Bye.
See
ya. Let's see here. Neil is on the phone. How are you, Neil?
All right.
So, you ever turned down being a groomsman?
Well, no, but when we were in high school, my best friend, I told him if you ever married the woman that he was seeing, I wouldn't be in his wedding. Well, he turned around and he ended up marrying her, and he took me serious, so he never put me in his wedding.
Did he invite you?
He invited me, but I wasn't a groomsman or anything.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, at least he still invited you. So
yeah.
are they
still best friends today, but...
Are they still together?
Yeah, I told him I'd stand up and say I didn't approve of it. He kind of, he took me serious.
Did you?
No,
oh.
I wasn't going to. He just took me seriously.
Oh.
Why did you not approve?
I was hoping that we were finally going to have our first, yes, I'll speak now before I forever hold my peace story.
No.
Why did you not approve?
That's why he didn't invite me. Or have me a groomsman, I should say.
Oh, that's fun. Thanks for the call, Neil.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I would have a hard time following through with that threat if I was asked.
Yeah.
That would not be...
Be tough.
Easy at all. Let me check the text here. See if I got. I got an email from my wife.
Nice.
Am I talking about our wedding? The fact that we originally had scheduled it for November 3rd and then changed it to September 7th and didn't care if any of the wedding party could make it to the new date or not?
Oh.
Although everyone was able to make the switch. No, I wasn't talking about that, Crystal. It was just that. You know, being a bridesmaid is kind of a pain in the butt, honestly.
It can be.
Shelling out money.
Can be.
What's the most you should ask someone to pay for a dress?
I don't think it should be more than like $150.
Well, a tux rental can be that or a little more.
Yeah.
I think the most expensive tux I ever rented was about $150.
I don't think you should go over that. That's just getting out of control.
Yeah.
On a dress you're never going to wear again.
And, you know, a lot of times the tux places, they'll give you, like, the groom's tux is free.
Yeah.
You know, deal. I don't think you should do that. I think grooms should pay for their tux because they're asking all these other guys to pay for it.
Right.
What you should do is have the, have a contest among the other groomsmen.
A contest?
Yeah, to see who gets the free tux.
Oh, how would you do this contest? I don't know,
a feat of strength?
Oh, arm wrestling?
Maybe.
Okay. Thumb war? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rock, paper, scissors? Thumb war. Maybe when you're going to get fitted or whatever. That could work too. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55, up to 91 today. It is 63 right now. Weddings are a pain. Some people are getting invited to lots and lots and lots of them. I got an email from Sean up in Brookings. He said, I'll just make it real quick. He and his wife were both invited to be attendants in two weddings one weekend after another. Ugh. So his wife had to buy two dresses, shoes, jewelry, all that. He had to rent two tuxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Presents and so forth. He's basically glad that his brother has commitment issues and he won't have to worry about him getting married anytime soon.
You know, it'd be easier for the guys is if they just had like a standard tuxedo and they just changed out the vest color.
Yeah.
Then you guys could just buy, you know, different vest color.
That would be handy. Mm-hmm. Angie's on the phone. How are you, Angie?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good.
I just kind of caught you guys talking about bridesmaid dresses and all that crap.
Yeah.
And I paid about, I don't know, it was like $300 for my bridesmaid dress for my aunt's wedding.
I wore it
the one time. What was my aunt? I wore it the one time, and then last year, what I did to it is I cut it up, poured water on it, put dirt on it, and wore it for the zombie walk.
You can, I mean, you reuse it, I suppose, for Halloween. That yeah. would probably be the only time you can reuse some of these dresses.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it was just like balled up in the bag in the closet. So I'm like, hey, I was trying to find something for the zombie walk. I've never done it before. And so I was like, hey, I know what I'm going to do. So that's what I did with it.
Good
like,
idea.
There you go.
$300, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Angie.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Nick's on the phone. How's it going, Nick?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
So, I'm not really one to, like, plug places for, like, tuxedos. We don't need advertising on the radio or anything like that. But, I'm in a wedding here in 2 weeks, and instead of having to rent a tuxedo for $125, it's actually the purchase price, so we all just get our tuxedos.
That's cool.
Yeah, and there's some places you can buy suits for like $129.
Yeah.
And you get the whole thing.
Yeah, if it's the kind of deal where it's, you know, cheap enough to buy and then at least you have something you can use again, then
not as big a deal. Yeah, Joseph A. Bank like definitely had it on lock. But here's a question for you. Since we're spending all this money on the tuxedos and the dresses, do we have to buy a gift?
Yep.
No. No, absolutely not.
You still buy a gift.
No.
Since
you
when?
Do not have to. If you want to go ahead.
Like tuxedo plus the gas and the hotel room plus we're gonna be buying a booth.
You do not have to.
Really don't think so?
I seriously don't. Because when I went to my buddy Heath's wedding in Arizona, I was in college. I was broke. I spent every dime I had to get there.
Right.
And
it's expensive. Like instead of 27 dresses, I should have been in the movie 27 tuxedos.
Yeah. And when we went to Kyle's wedding, I mean he's my best friend since I was 4 years old. We still got them a gift. But we gave it at the shower. We didn't bring a gift down to Denver.
Yeah.
Plus, we spent, I mean, well over $1,000 on that trip anyway before the tux even came into the equation. You do not feel obligated if they want to be a snot and go, oh, they didn't give me a present. Let them think that.
You generally do, though.
I'm just financially drained. It's my third wedding this summer. I normally have like about three or four every summer. I just can't wait till everybody gets married.
I know. Well, when you get to be my age, Nick, then they're all over. And then, well, then you're probably married and got kids yourself. And then you're still broke. So it's always something.
If I get remarried, I'm happily divorced right now. But if I get remarried, I'm just going to have everybody just wear street clothes. It's going to be a destination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the way to go.
Good call. Thanks for the call, Nick.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, street clothes and potluck. That's how to do the wedding.
Okay.
Once you get a little older and don't want to mess with all the foofy stuff.
I'm just going to go to Vegas if I ever get married again.
Pot luck. It's the way to go, I'm telling you. I got music on the way from Neon Trees. Cher Lloyd next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.